Our first item under public hearings is conditional use number 1854, the applicant being Tapa Homes, LLC.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for model home and offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 36,028 square feet, more or less, lying west of U.S. Route 113, 400 feet south of Wilson Hill Road, also known as Route 527. Is anyone here on behalf of this application?
Yes.
Okay. You have a seat for a second. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down copies of the survey site plan for this application. We have received some agency comments, first one being, on August 20th of 2009, DLDOT provided comments that referenced that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the site is subject to the corridor capacity preservation program, that long-term on-alignment limited access is the preferred alternative in the Georgetown area where this property is located, that rights-in and rights-out access is appropriate at this location, that short-term under supportive policy and practice within the corridor capacity preservation program, and because the site is currently in a level 3 area according to the state strategies. The entrance should be limited to 200 vehicle trips per day, and that the proposed use would generate less than 200 trips per day, and then corridor access would be acceptable. We also received comments on August 17th of 2010 from the Conservation District, and that reference that the site contains one soil type, that the application will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas are affected, that it may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, that it is not likely that on-site drainage improvements will be required, but may be, and that the tax ditch along the south side of the property should not be affected by this project. We also received on September 8th of 2010, comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and they referenced that the site is not located within a proposed or current county operated and maintained sanitary sewer or water district, that an individual on-site septic system is proposed, that the project is near the town of Georgetown and within the town's future growth and annexation area, that the applicant should contact the town for information regarding central sewer, and that a concept plan is not required. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
Thank you, Mr. Lank. Is there someone here representing this application?
Yes, sir.
If you'd be kind enough to give us your name and address, and you, sir, may have the floor.
Brett Riley. One Lake Village Circle, Ocean View, Delaware.
Thank you, Mr. Riley.
I am one of the owners of Tapa Homes, LLC. We purchased the lot some 5 years ago in hopes of putting in a model home, and obviously the market had gone south, and currently we think we're in a good position, so we applied for, I guess, about a year ago to put in a model home with office space also located on that property. And that's our goal, and I'm hoping you proven and accept our request.
All right, sir. Well, as a part of the process, I'll ask my fellow commissioners as well as perhaps staff if they have any questions for you, and hopefully you can give us some good answers, and
hopefully
we will proceed from there. And we're going to start with Mr. Ross.
Mr. Riley, I noticed that there's a septic maintenance easement on one side of the property. What's that for?
That's from my neighbor, Mr. Arulio. The previous owners, Mr. and Mrs. Reeb, John and Karen Reeb, owned that whole corner. Mrs. Reeb is still alive, and she still owns the Wilson Hill corner on 113. I think she lives two lots down. She owns that. And they had lived actually in that house originally. And after some time, nobody knows exactly when, it was determined, because I think their septic was actually going out to the tax ditch is what I was told. And at some point, since they purchased the land, and I don't know exactly when that was, they were told that they needed to put in a septic system. So that's why it if you notice the lot doesn't have a straight line there, kind of zigzags around that piece of septic which belongs to the neighbor.
So that actually is part of the adjoining lot too?
Correct.
And I guess I'm wondering then, is the setback of 20 feet from the lot line, is does that include that there?
Setback from, I'm taking a look at the...
Or if, I guess it's a 15-foot setback.
Yeah, it shows 15 at the rear, but it shows 16 up at closer to the building.
Mm-hmm.
But then if the, Lawrence, if the if that lot gerrymanders around that little parcel for the septic, how does that impact that 15 or 16?
It's an easement.
That's an easement on the same parcel.
Okay, got you.
But it's still my land as I...
It's on your land, but it's an easement assigned for the use as part of the septic.
Okay, that'll work. Your proposed sign, do you have a size in mind or just within the county regulations?
Within the county regulations.
And I guess there are neighboring uses similar to this, maybe not a model home, but other small businesses in reasonable proximity to the...
The immediate property to the south is a radio station with towers and two office buildings. I think they run three or four radio stations out of there. They seem to have a fairly large. And across the street, across 113, there was a Shell station. Now I think it's a tire shop or something of that nature.
How many employees do you hope to have?
We hope to have 3 to 4 staff, myself and two to three others.
And they'll work simultaneously or different hours or?
Well, depending on the market, sir. Hopefully simultaneously. But at this point, you know, we're going to staff it as little as possible until the market picks up and we can sell more homes.
You'll have to check with the office staff as far as how that impacts your proposed parking on your site plan, because the number of employees and the size of the building and all that is part of that calculation, so that's why I bring it up.
And that's with DelDOT?
No, that's the county rules, and you can, you know, if we were to act favorably on your application before you put the final site plan forward, you would want to make sure you get within those rules. Your hours of operation are?
9 to 5, Monday through Friday, 10 to 4 on Saturdays.
And closed on Sunday?
Closed on Sundays.
All right. Your septic, I guess you'll have a restroom or whatever in there. Is that on site or?
Yes, yeah, so it will be in the office space, there'll be a half bath, a toilet, and wash basin. And in the house, the proposed model will be, it's going to be a 3-bedroom, 2-bath model.
And do you have a preliminary evaluation for septic or not?
Yes, we do.
That's all we need to know. Okay. And the ditch, is that a tax ditch or is that just is that joint adjoining ditch, both property owners down the property line or all on you or what?
Mr. Lang, I think that's a tax ditch, isn't it?
According to the comments from the conservation ditch, they reference it as a tax ditch. They didn't reference the name.
It's a fairly large impediment.
Okay. I'm not sure if there wasn't some recent changes, and this is state law, so I'm not familiar. But you may want to check and see if there's not a setback from that ditch for access for cleaning and maintenance. And I think that's all the questions I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Ross. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Raleigh, is the proposed office, is that going to be attached to the proposed model home or?
Yes, the idea is to make it look like a garage, an attached garage. So the facsimile will be a home and a garage as opposed to a separate-looking office building.
And so how many model homes would you propose to have on your lot?
That sole.
Just the one model?
Yes, just that one.
And that model is going to be anchored or?
Yes, we plan to put it on a permanent foundation.
Okay. And
it's a modular home. It's not a...
Right. But, I mean, it's not going to be still on wheels with a...
No. It's a, so, therefore, it's a modular home, not a manufactured home. It's not on wheels, and it actually comes on 2x10.
Yeah,
it comes in two boxes, 2x10, floor band, all the way around.
Okay. Mr. Abbott, do we need a copy of the septic feasibility study, or...
Usually you don't own preliminary site plans, but before you get final, they would need septic approval.
And that has to be submitted to the county, your septic feasibility. Your sign, is, are you looking for lighted, unlighted?
Lighted, and I don't know what the terminology is, from, you know, the bottom, lights flash shining up on it.
Okay. And you got the hours of operation, didn't you, Mr. Ross?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. No further questions.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Burton.
All my questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Lank, any questions?
Clarification. And the reason you were asked questions about signage was typically in a conditional use, the commission recommends that you not exceed 32 square foot.
32 square feet?
That's even though the ordinance, does allow more, but it's usually a recommendation.
Okay.
You said you would comply with regulations, so that means you could have a 200 square foot sign. So they typically on conditionals because most, in some cases, are temporary. They only grant 32 square foot.
Okay, 32 square feet, which would be a 4x8
of signage, not counting the trim.
Right, that's more than sufficient. I mean, including or not including posts.
Right.
Okay, so just the signage itself can be 4x8, and then I can have posts that it is on. Okay, right. No problem.
So, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Abbott.
No question.
Mr. Robertson.
Just one. This is more for Lawrence. It shows on here a proposed wind turbine, and that's not part of the application process. I just wanted to see where we stand with the ordinances on
that. Oh, I missed that. Yeah, I see it.
I don't think we can act on it. There's a separate process that you need to be aware of if you're looking
for it. Not much of a process now because we're in the process of county attorney and an assistant county attorney reviewing the regulation because of state.
Right, change the statute.
Change the statute, so we don't have a whole lot of jurisdiction. Yeah. Our for residential use, but we have some on commercial use.
Yeah.
Our goal would be to stay within the restrictions of the current 40-foot, as opposed to the concept of the homes we're building is what we call no energy bill homes, no propane, no gas, no oil. So they're going to be all electric. They'll either be powered by the sun, so we hope to have some solar panels on there, and powered by the wind. We want to show the people that, you know, there's a different way of doing stuff, and this is the option. So the turbine is I don't want a 65-foot or 100-foot. I want something more as a marketing device, and not to market on it, but just to show that homes with we can do a home with a wind turbine or solar panels.
I just bring that to your attention because, you know, that's an ordinance that's in flux as a state law's in flux.
I have been keeping my eye on it, yes, I understand. Yeah. And that may not come to fruition anyway then, I mean.
That's all I had. Thanks, Mr. Smith.
Thank you. Well, Mr. Riley, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone that has an interest in your application.
Okay.
Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of the application of Tapa Homes Conditional Use Number 1854? Speak in favor. Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to Conditional Use 1854? Any of the staff?
Last question. I forgot something. Have you contacted the town of Georgetown in reference to the possibility of sewer and or water?
Yes, we did initially some years ago. They don't believe it's anytime soon that they're going to be moving out that way.
All right.
Any other questions from commission or staff? All right, then we will close the public hearing. Mr. Riley, we invite you to spend the rest of your evening with us to see if we make a decision tonight, or you may call the offices in the morning. Just as a reminder, you also have to meet here again on September the 28th to do the same thing in front of County Council. All right. Close the public hearing.